We know that this takes a lot of effort, but at the same time, if you're not having fun doing it, then you're doing it wrong.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
This podcast episode is here at Tech Chill and powered by Simplecast. Thank you so much for supporting women in tech around the world. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast live at Tech Chill. Yes, it is so exciting to be in Riga, Latvia. We are celebrating women in tech around the world. And I have Leva here with me today. Hi, Leva.
Hi.
So you are a part of Tech Chill. First, go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Hi, so my name is Leva. I am a part of the Tech Chill team as well. Right now I'm here as a part of Latvian Startup Association, which is a nonprofit, an association that brings together all the startups from Latvia and represents the ecosystem and helps them be heard all around the world.
And this is your first podcast?
Yeah, this is my first podcast. I've never done this before.
That's so cool. It's crazy because Tech Chill is so connected here in the Baltics. What is your involvement in Tech Chill?
So I met Maria, who's the previous CEO, about 3 or 4 years ago. Up until now, I also do communications and PR. So she was in charge of doing Tech Chill. And she had just lost her basically only team member at the time, since Tech Chill at the time was like just a few hundred people
and just a small event. Hundred attendees. Yeah,
a few hundred
not
attendees.
Staff.
Yeah. And so it was basically just a bigger meetup. And then she was in charge of organizing it, and I had just done PR for a bigger conference, and she needed help. So we met over a beer, and she said she needed help. So I was like, okay, let's see how fast do you need to do this? And she was like, okay, we have like 2 months to go. We were like, oh my God. But as we did that, and we did it amazingly, and then we kind of fell in love with the idea, since Tech Chill is a nonprofit, and it's basically organized by the community itself. It started out as actually a birthday party for the Hebriga, which is a co-working space, actually the very first startup place actually in Riga. As you can imagine, the ecosystem here is quite new.
Yeah, I was here in Riga a couple years ago when it was just starting. Like Estonia was starting to, you know, with Pipe Drive and with Skype. Estonia was trying.
Yeah,
it was already paving away. But Latvia was like, no. We want to be significant too. And now 2 years later, Riga really has a great startup community.
It has grown so fast. It's been amazing growth. And we see that the interest is also growing. We have so many internationals coming over. And as you know, like in Europe, the borders are very fluid. And people from outside Riga, they see the Baltics more or less as kind of one region. So they also come over here to see what's hot, not just in Latvia, but what is hot in Estonia and Lithuania as well, and the whole CE region and Central Eastern Europe. We have, and as the years go, we have as many people coming over from Russia, Ukraine, and from the East as well. So the region is definitely expanding, and Riga is becoming kind of bigger and bigger as a community.
And when did you first find your love for technology? Was it when you were a kid?
Definitely tech, as in startups, definitely that was Tech Chill. I just fell in love with the passion of the people here, because startup people are so different than other people in other industries. They are just so passionate and so open, and they constantly have new ideas, and they're so ready to help each other. And I think with Tech Chill, a whole new world opened up, And we saw so much potential, not just for a few startups, but as for the country itself and how we can help and how we can promote and how we can innovate and how that actually helps not just those few companies, but for a small country itself.
And how did you discover TechChill even to begin with?
How did I discover TechChill?
Yeah.
As I said, over a beer with Maria. So.
Oh, wait. You knew Maria before TechChill.
No, she asked me to help with TechChill.
And before how that, did you guys meet?
She had just heard that we had done a bit different of tech events. Previously, we had helped, and she needed some people to help her with. She was doing this for the first time. And so she just called me up and said, I know you've done this other event just a few months ago, so you obviously have already some experience with tech events, and we need to bring this kind of next step forward, and can you help? And so I agreed to help, and within just a few months, we understood that this is something we wanted to go, not just organize an event, but bring it to the next level and bring it to something completely different.
And what would you say is your secret superpower that possibly seems easy or simple to an outsider looking in? They think, oh, no big deal, she's just great at that. But for you, you actually put in a lot of soul, energy, spirit into this superpower in order for it to look so easy.
I think that it also relates to TechChill as well. Events in general seem easy for an attendee or from anyone from outside. But from the people inside, it's like 9 months at least of blood and sweat. It's actually sometimes even blood and sweat and tears.
Yeah.
But obviously, it's very easy to go to an event as an attendee. But TechChill is so much more than just an event. It's a nonprofit that works throughout the year. And they do events over the year. And then they go over, we do events beyond borders at other countries where we represent Latvia, where we represent the Baltic ecosystem. We've been from London to San Francisco, going over and telling about what Latvia actually is. As you can imagine, maybe in San Francisco, it's like, what? Where is that? That's where Kristaps Porzingis comes from. So, okay, that's we get that one.
And
he helps a bit.
And what is an obstacle that you've successfully overcome, and how did you overcome it?
That's a very tricky question. What are the biggest challenges? We actually have a whole fail folder of challenges.
A fail folder?
Yeah, that's
wow. I think I'd be afraid to put together my fail folder.
No, that's like there's the fail folder and the fun folder of all the horrible stuff that's happened and all the not just failures but all the kind of funny failures
or learning opportunities.
Learning opportunities, but since kind of we know that this takes a lot of effort, but at the same time, if you're not having fun doing it, then you're doing it wrong.
And so, what's a particular thing that you've overcome?
Not sleeping, probably. But yeah, TechChill definitely takes a toll on obviously.
Not just TechChill, in your career.
Probably kind of doing all things at the same time, because TechChill is also a hobby of mine. It's as I mentioned, I think 70 times, it's a nonprofit actually, and so is the Latvian Startup Association. I actually have a day job.
In addition to, and what do you do as a day job?
Yeah, so my day job is running a communications and strategy agency. So that's my day job. So the biggest challenge has been kind of trying to divide myself in, you know, having an actual day job, which is obviously at some point my priority. And then doing all of these other things which are passionate, but these are not things that I do for profit.
It's so interesting, and I think this is really inspiring because it's telling people they could be involved in the tech world even if it's not their main job.
Definitely. Obviously, also in my company, we also work a lot with IT and technology companies and startups, but this is completely different. This is definitely a passion, and it's not just a passion for startups. It's also kind of a passion for country branding. We want to see how we can bring also Latvia forward and how we can maybe promote this kind of small country in this small region outside
So what's so interesting to me, and I don't hear it very often, is you, you know, have a full-time job that's not necessarily in tech, and so all your tech pursuits are done in this philanthropic, nonprofit way. So getting involved in the tech world doesn't mean it has to become the main thing in your life. You could still pursue the curiosity of being in the tech space without giving up what you're doing right now.
So definitely, yeah. But at the same time, we work with tech also in my company. We have clients who work in tech, and so we just love to be in the industry and we love to understand it better. And but at the same time, as we work to improve the community, we see that one of the main things on how the community can actually improve, how ecosystems can improve, is when the entrepreneurs get involved. And it can't just be the nonprofits and then the NGOs and the community people. It has to actually, we also try to promote it and have these larger companies and corporates and the government and the successful role models get involved and give back, and not just in money, but also in their experience and their mentoring. And that is so important for the kind of young and up and coming startups to see that, hey, here is this role model who's actually kind of succeeded, and now I can learn from him better. And without that, I don't think you can go.
And what is the best piece of advice that you've gotten in your career that has helped keep you strong and persevere?
Well, don't try to do all things at once, which is something I find a bit hard to follow, but that is definitely one of my 2019 challenges that I'm trying to maybe follow up on a little bit more than before. But also, obviously, this doing all things at once gives a different quality to your life.
Right.
It's been, the last 3 years have been as busy and as crazy as I think anything that happens before. But that is kind of also the benefit of living in a small country, that you actually can do these all of things at once, be it like a business and a nonprofit and a family and everything else. And that is a bit unique, I think, one of the benefits of living in this small country, that you actually can do that.
And where can people find out more about you?
So obviously, as I work in communications, you can find me more or less everywhere.
Yeah,
and at Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter.
And you spell Liva's name LivaPerkone.
Just like this week, Twitter told me I've been there for 10 years, and Jesus Christ, I need better hobbies. But yeah, that is kind of one of my procrastination methods, on being on Twitter. So that's probably the first place to look for me.
And what's your favorite book?
Actually, I have a lot of favorite books, but the last favorite I read was Stephen Hawking's Brief Answers to Complicated Questions, which is actually one of my kids started reading about the universe. And so he started asking me questions about black holes. So that was the moment that I understood that, Jesus, I need to start learning up on black holes so you can answer all of these questions from an eight-year-old. So yeah, this book I definitely recommend. It's an amazing thing for people who do not understand physics, but they really have the simple answers.
Awesome. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. It's amazing, amazing to have
you. Thank you for hosting me on my first podcast.
100%. If you want to connect and collaborate with more extraordinary women in tech around the world, be sure to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Say hello on social at Women in Tech Show on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Hi, this is Liva Parkon. I'm a member of the board at the Latvian Startup Association based in Riga, Latvia, unifying the Latvian startup ecosystem. And you're listening to Women in Tech.
Women in Tech is an independently funded project funded by you, the community. So the way that you could support us is by going to patreon.com/womenintech and making a small contribution. Every little bit counts. That's Patreon, patreon.com/womenintech. Thank you so much for believing in our vision.